ignorance. Leva o pai, o amigo, o filho, o children born between the ages of 20 years and 36 years. They are healthy. But we have had experience that children born in India, 12, 13 years, they are healthy.
They were what, Srila Prabhupada?
Huh?
They were what? The parents are 12 or 13, the children are healthy, but this magazine said that children are healthy, the parents are from 21 to 35.
Oh.
The Bhagavatam, you said that by the age of 16, a girl should be married, or 24 for a man.
Mm.
You're just reading that.
It's maximum. The point is that suppose it is 20 to 36 years is nice age for women, but before 20 years she is sapped and that her health is broken. What she will produce children? Because this is the girls from 12 years, 13 years, nowadays, they live in sex. Is it not? So, before she reaches 20 years, at 20 times she must have taken contraceptive method, and that means her health is well. What she will produce? They are giving in the schools, colleges, contraceptive tablets. And they are prohibiting, don't get child before 20 years. But is it not? This is the division. All rascals, they are taking leadership. Women should be allowed to beget children as soon as they are able. But as soon as the pregnancy is there, there should not be any sex life. Maybe. They have got sex life in pregnancy. So many things we can guide them all these aspects. From Hapsa, we can guide them. Therefore, immediately, human society, the class of men who are fully conversant to the Vedic complete requires to guide these rascals. Socially, politically, in every respect.
They say that they have made studies, Srila Prabhupada.
Huh?
They have made studies and that if a woman gives birth at the age less than 20, there are more chances that she dies, according to their statistics.
Their statistics in the Western world, in Western knowledge, is always imperfect. They are not thin in India. My wife gave birth at the age of 14 years. She's still living. She's 10 years younger than me. 68, 69. She gave birth child at the age of 14. In 1918, I was married. In 1921, she gave birth to my first son. And she was never unhealthy. Neither she had to go to the hospital for maternity help, natural delivery of child. The illicit sex in his wife, if sex drive is indulged after the period of menstruation, that is also illicit sex. There are so many rules and regulations about sex life, baby culture, that is real use of sex. In Bhagavad Gita, sex life, it says, dharma abhijitha kamasma. Sex life is under the regulatory principle of the baby knowledge. Krishna says, I am that sex life. I am that sex life. And beyond that, the illicit sex life. And yesterday I was reading that dharma. When there is irreligious sex, then it increases varnasanga, unwanted population. So, the modern civilization, they are letting loose the woman for prostitution. And they want nice things. That is, of course. Why this park is kept like this?
It's more of a forest, I think.
Yeah.
But this is surprising. Generally, they cut.
In Los Angeles, you were saying about the system of monogamy. Or in this way, most of the women are left unmarried.
Yes. That is prostitution. If a man, first of all, the problem is that they do not know. That they should produce sufficient food then. All these contraceptive methods, this and that, for monogamy, they are trying for checking properly. Is it not?
Yes.
The basic principle is to check properly.
Yes.
Now, if they follow the basic principle, then automatically the population is checked. Just like Brahmacharya. So, indeed, both the boys and girls remain domicile. Then where is the unwanted property? Where is the question of this fantasy measure?
No need.
No need. Then, when the brahmachari is allowed to become grihastha, he can keep more than one wife if he is able to provide the Nancy. Yes, they marry today and tomorrow die. But there is no meaning of marriage, simply prostitution. Because he does not need a wife. The sex life is satisfied in so many ways. So why you should be affected, attached to wife, and why the wife should be attached to you? Husband. That's what I would. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dampatre rutime vahi. In the Kali Yuga, married life means sex life. For sex satisfaction, there is marriage. Otherwise, there is no need of marriage. There is. Sikaram eva yuvahe. Marriage means that they both of them agree that we shall live together for some time. This things are happening. Already talked of. By agreement. Yes, we shall live together. There is marriage. And then any divorce. Actually, they do not know what is the meaning of marriage. All dependent on sex. Rati, rati means. Dampatre rati means. Vipratte sutra means. To become Brahmin means just have a thread on it.
Even big scientists and politicians. Same thing.
Everyone. It is a simulation of ourselves, that's all. Or that's Dushkinti. Dushkinti has got merit. As human being, everyone has got merit. That is used for simpleness. Dushkinti. Therefore they have got less. Namaham Dushkinti Nam Murha. All these sinful men, rascals, they don't care for God. They don't care for next life. This is silly. They don't believe in this. If they believe in these things, they will have to be systematized. They don't want that. The life is satisfying. Extravagancy. No? Now it is a systematically they are following the Kunis. They work hard all week, and at the end of the weekend they call any beautiful woman, pay her something. They don't take responsibility of family. This has become a system, isn't it?
This is why the women used to have the same rights as the men, because they're not being taken care of at home.
Anyway. What are these three? Oak tree? No.
Yeah, oak.
Huh? Can get out from this.
Yes. Vedic culture, Srila Prabhupada, if there was illicit sex going on.
Huh?
In Vedic culture, what would King Krishna do?
Don't find any illicit sex. You are having more than one wife, so there is no question of illicit sex. If one wife is pregnant, then the man, he goes to another wife. The man has got the tendency. So, as soon as he is pregnant, he gets separate. Him, we have seen, when the girl is pregnant, she goes to her mother's care. She does not deal with the husband.
Open with this one.
Girl is pregnant, suppose, then during her pregnancy period, 10 months, there is no sex. And unless the child becomes 6 months old, there is no sex. The thing is that in the modern world, sex life has become the only place. Well, they do not know anything else. Therefore, everything is different. And another thing is that afraid of keeping more than one wife for population. But if you produce sufficient food, where is the question of overproduction? And I think they are mad, especially in Western ones. They don't want to produce food because they know we can kill one animal and eat. Why take so much trouble? Let me increase industry, and I shall put my bottom money down and the slaughterhouse there. So they are getting money, by money, they are getting women to the choice. They are getting food, meat, and they are drinking. So money has become food. Bring money somewhere and enjoy. This is the third part of civilization. They do not care what is God, the human body is meant for God, the other man. There are no such ideas. There is nothing after death. So long I am living, let me enjoy. By the tongue, by the genitals, and by the belly. Use the tongue for eating anything which is palatable, which I like, never mind what it is. And then genital also, bring as many women. Did you see? There's no personal, simple life or past life, next life. I don't know their theory that only on this planet there is living entities. There is sufficient rain in the desert, it will be all. But it is hard for us how to live comfortably and advance in spiritual life. And they should give advice to others. There is a business in the Krishna consciousness. Rupanam Hitakari Nana Shastra Vicharanai Chamitunam Sadhana Samastapatu Rupanam Hitakari Nam Tivane Mannam Sadhanata. This is the description of the Goswami. They are well versed in all different types of Vedic scriptures just to establish a peaceful society, Sadhana. Very nice, gentleman, peaceful society. For the benefit of the whole human race. Therefore, they are honored all over the world. This is Goswami business. Not to explain his hand, live like irresponsible man, he dreams, he made him.
Probably the philosophy is that this is all there is. This life after death is finished.
Huh?
And so they're trying to enjoy.
Yes.
So if they have information that this is not the only life, then won't they automatically become more austere?
Yes. They need to consider what kind of life I'm going to get. Then everything will adjust. They made their own rational philosophy. There is no life. Although they are experienced that I am changing my body in this division of life, I know that I have a child's body. So that body is finished. So I am existing. So I shall not exist after this body is finished. Where is the logic? There is simple logic they cannot understand. So dull brain. And they are advanced in civilization, big professor, big Indology, this logic. The simple reason they cannot understand. What did they say? We have talked with many men about this logic.
Life after death?
Yes.
It doesn't go beyond. The logic just, yes, they have to agree that the baby's body is gone, and the young man's body is gone. They have to agree. But they say, but that doesn't mean logically that I have to pick another body.
What is the other logic? If you have changed your body so many times, why not change this body? What is your reason? Natural course it should be that I have changed so many bodies, so this body I should change. This is natural logic. Then what is his logic?
So he said, they say it may be or it may not be.
But that is your askeldom. But this is the real logic.
They also say that it is not. It is the same body, more or less.
Same body.
It is just developed, but it is not a different body.
No, development means different body. Development means different body. You cannot say it is not different. If it is not different, then go to childhood again. That means they are not human beings. Human being means, with logic, according to their definition, man is rational. They are not even rational. Like cats and dogs, there is no rationality. Cats and dogs have to have a rationality. Logic plus authority. Krishna says, how you can, that means they don't agree with Krishna's instruction. This logic, I am not giving this logic. This logic is given by Krishna. So unless, the difficulty is that unless they accept the authority, it is very difficult. The logic is there, the authority is there.
They feel qualified that they've been cheated so much by so many philosophies that when we say that the Vedas are written by a person who is not contaminated by the modes of nature, they say, well, how is this possible? My experience is that everyone who's written books, they're all materialistic, and therefore the philosophy must be like that.
But you must be following some philosophy. You are not without philosophy. Mm-hmm. Even the hippies, they are also, they were there in philosophy.
Yes.
So you cannot give up philosophy. Mm-hmm. Now it is misfortune that you met with the cheaters. Mm-hmm. Now make your fortune now. Believe in Krishna's philosophy.
Yes.
Then you'll be there. This. That argument that you don't believe in philosophy, but you are believing in Lenin's philosophy. The communist. And what is this? Hippie, that philosophy. Allen Ginsberg's philosophy. Divorce number one.
Ultimately, they don't follow anyone, although they may like people.
Then they follow.
They say our own
philosophy. They manufacture their own philosophy. Mm. Philosophy is their basti. They become their own authors. And that is the chaotic condition. Authority, he has made himself. Yes, I am my authority. Authority has to accept. But he does not know that I am fool number one. What is the value of my authority? Mm. Authority he must accept. That he makes himself his authority. That is the tendency now. In my opinion, all rascals say that. In my opinion, he does not want his rascal number one. What is the value of his opinion? But he will say, in my opinion. That is the difficulty. And this is called creative philosophy, is it not?
Yes.
This is going on. All rascals are creative philosophy.
When I hear in the United States there's a saying, a slogan amongst the young people, do your own thing. And also in India now, when I go there, they say, so many men, so many minds.
Yes, that is Vivekananda. That means everyone can become authority. This is it.
And this is phrased as good.
Huh?
And others praise this one.
As being very tolerant and liberal.
But our philosophy is not that. You rascals, give up everything, just surrender to me. This is our philosophy. You rascal, you give up everything and surrender to me. This is our philosophy. Other than man, first take them on it. In his decline, is great on the rascal philosophy. I suggest that when I, in that class, international, I was going to register, they suggested, why don't you make God conscious? Why don't you make Krishna conscious? Mm. And if I make God conscious, so many rascals will bring, so many gods, just for specifically, only Krishna conscious. That's all. That is our goal. If you like, you change others work. But this is our goal. Mommy, come, come. Was it not wise conclusion?
Yes.
If you have well, a little liver, God conscious, all rascals should have put out his ear in my mouth. To stop this nonsense, I made it Krishna conscious. Krishna is God only. No reason. If you like this philosophy, come, all is God. I don't want to be a part. What is the use of cooperation of some rascals?
That man yesterday wanted to know if we collaborated with other groups.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know if we collaborated.
Very collaboration. We are proposing this collaboration. All religion. That after all, religion means to accept God. If you accept God, we accept God, there is no cooperation. This is cooperation. But if you don't know what is God, we know. There is a difference. Ask this Christian, Mormon, and any other religious group. They have God, a conception of God. Ask them, what is the form of God? What does he do? What is his? So many things. They do that. They do know.
They simply say he is spirit.
Yes, that's all. Big idea. We say, here is God. So if we actually believe in God, why don't you take this God and the whole, all different types of religion become one? If you accept God, then we say, here is God. So, what is the point of a difference? How do you differ? Why do you say that you are different religion? My religion. Why do you say my religion? Everyone, this is the only religion. To know God and love Him. What is your objection? To accept God, Krishna. What is the object? What is the reason?
They want to gratify their senses.
Hmm? Why do you make a different God? If you actually believe in God, I say, here is God. What do you accept? Huh?
Impersonalism. They don't want...
Huh? Don't that is not God. God is person. That means you do not know God.
You said Jesus Christ is God too.
Yes. Jesus Christ is God, that's right. But Jesus Christ said, I'm Son of God.
Yes. He said, I am at the right hand of the Father.
Yes.
So he is different from the Father.
No, even not different. But he says that he's Son of God. We accept it.
Yes.
I just asked
Why is there so many religions? If religion means acceptance of God, then here is God. Then make one religion. Why is so many different religions?
In America, there are two new sects, religious sects, that appear every month.
Every month? Yes. Define sect.
Two.
Every month, what do you mean? Every month?
Every month, there are two new religious sects that appear.
I know. They accept God?
Well, they invent their own gods, their own way. In Europe, they laugh at the Americans and their religion because they know this.
New religion. That means new God. Or what it is?
New way of approaching God.
But you want to approach God. If you agree to that, then this is the easiest path. You chant God's name as the first. Why is it again new? This is the easiest part. Chant God's name and you approach.
In the Bhagavad Gita it says that those who are in different modes of nature, they have different types of charity and different types of religion. So does this mean religions that are already established in the Vedas?
That means conditional religion. That is not absolute religion. In order to, it's called summarize all types of religion. Just like Krishna says, Mama Vatman Vatante Manushya Patha Sarva. Everyone is trying to come to me. So, they're coming by different paths. So that is accepted. Now when he says that I am here, you're coming to me now, you just surrender, then everything is all right. Why don't you accept that? Why do you insist, now I shall come in a different way, different path? What is it now? God is saying, all right, you have got different path, but give up that. Now, simply surrender to me. Well, I'm objection. If I am really lover of God, God is saying like that, why not accept that? Why shall I prefer different paths? Suppose in this jungle, you are scattered, and you are starting right for work, and somebody says, come this way, come this way. And if I say, not this way, that way, come here, but you are this way.
No,
that you don't want me. That is you don't want me. You want to play some whimsical way. You are not serious about me. If you are actually serious about God, God says, yeah, you have all this nonsense. Just surrender. Why do you not accept? How do you answer? That's all?
I think your answer is that they want to play a kind of hide and seek.
Yes,
they
right.
Don't really want to go.
Yeah. It is the truth. They don't want to.
They say they would rather search than find.
Huh?
They would rather search than find.
But search, that's all right. Search means you do not know there was searching. But if you are searching for something and you get that something, then why is it search anymore? Searching means you do not know. But if I say, come here, I am here, just like child is crying, does not know where his mother. Mother, child, come here. He comes there. That's all. That is real searching. And what is this searching? Either you do not know what you are searching, or you are making a false play. Is this one doctor? The real meaning, actually, relation with God, to know God. They don't think like that. They say, real does not mean to search of God. Is it not?
They say that there's one place that they say that you cannot see God.
That's how I like. But what do you mean by religion? I cannot see God. That is another thing. But that doesn't mean there is no God. I cannot see the president. That doesn't mean there is no president. Because I cannot see, therefore there is no president. Is that very good logic? You may not see. You are unfit to see. You are not qualified to see. But why they tell you no God?
I was taught that that is God's nature, invisible.
Huh?
I was taught in religion that God, that is his nature, not that I can't see him, but he is a person, but that he can't see him because he's invisible spirit.
Invisible, that means you have no eyes to see. Even if he's spirit, that's all that. But invisible means you have no capacity to see. That is the meaning of invisible, that I cannot see. That's so you are disqualified. That does not mean he is visible, not visible. He is visible, but not to you. Because you have no eyes to see. That he also said.
Yes.
Therefore you have to prepare the eyes to see. That is the reason. I cannot see at the present moment. That does not mean I can stop sighted. I must prepare myself how to see. That is real intelligence.